New day for same-sex couples in a Kentucky county.
Licenses will be distributed.
Vice President Biden's candidacy dilemma.
Can I do it? The honest to God answer is I just don't know.
U.S. Open intruder.
It's a little scary that out of nowhere a drone can crash into the stands.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a big moment for April Miller and Karen Roberts that are at the Rowan County Clerk's Office in Kentucky right now, determined to get a marriage license.
As a couple, it'll be a very important day in our lives.
And CBS's Dean Reynolds is there, too. The county clerk, Kim Davis, is not. She's now in jail for defying court orders to issue the paperwork to same-sex couples citing religious beliefs.
Licenses with her signature pre-printed on them will be distributed by some of her deputies. Along with Davis, there is one other holdout in the clerk's office, her son, Nathan. Yesterday, the judge spared him jail time, but warned against any shenanigans going forward.
This morning, Davis's husband says she has no plans to resign.
She is in good spirits. I spoke to her twice yesterday.
Will they let her out?
No, they're not going to let her out, and she's not going to bow. I promise you that.
How long will she stay?
As long as it takes.
Speaking at an Atlanta synagogue last night, Vice President Joe Biden revealed some of the soul-searching he's doing about a possible presidential run. He wondered after the death of his son whether he has the emotional energy to mount a campaign.
The factor is, can I do it? Can my family undertake what is an arduous commitment that would be proud to undertake under ordinary circumstances? But the honest-to-God answer is I just don't know.
Another member of Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton's State Department team will be questioned today by the House committee investigating the Benghazi attack. Jake Sullivan's a former policy director and deputy chief of staff when Clinton was Secretary of State. Yesterday, Clinton's former chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, was interviewed for more than 9 hours. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has moved to take one of the contentious issues that surrounded his campaign off the table. CBS's Juliana Goldman was there when Trump vowed not to mount a third-party campaign if he fails to get the GOP nomination.
The best way for the Republicans to win is if I win the nomination and go directly against whoever they happen to put up. And for that reason, I have signed the pledge.
Do you see any circumstances under which you would tear up that pledge?
No, I see no circumstances under which I would tear up that pledge.
Trump's latest skirmish was with conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt when the candidate was asked about the names of terror leaders in the Middle East.
The difference between Hezbollah and Hamas does not matter to you yet, but it will.
It will when it's appropriate. I will know more about it than you know, and believe me, it won't take me long.
Trump accuses Hewitt of asking gotcha questions. Police in Sacramento are searching for a suspect who opened fire yesterday in a parking lot near a community college campus.
I'm walking out of class and I see this lunatic shooting two men.
Three people were shot. One person died. The other two were not seriously wounded and are being questioned by police. Investigators hunting for three suspects in the shooting death of a Fox Lake, Illinois police officer are analyzing security video. A homeowner near the scene of the shooting has turned it over. It does show the images of three people. The funeral for Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz is set for Monday. Now to New York, where last night during a women's match of the U.S. Open, a drone buzzed overhead and came down in a section of empty stands at Louis Armstrong Stadium. Ben Rothenberg's covering the Grand Slam event for the New York Times.
It's a little scary that out of nowhere, with no warning, a drone can crash into the stands. At a sporting event, we're pretty lucky that it was totally empty where it landed and nobody was hurt or anything like that.
And police have now arrested a 26-year-old New York City teacher accused of operating the drone. The player who won the match, Italy's Flavia Panetta, says, with everything going on in the world, it was scary. It's still a chaotic, confusing scene in Hungary. CBS's Charlie Daggett is following the plight of hundreds of migrants from the Middle East.
Shouting Germany and freedom, the migrant-turned-protesters showed little willingness this morning to give up and hand themselves over to police, who seemed just as determined to wait this one out. The drama began when desperate migrants packed onto the first train they could at the Budapest station. They thought, or hoped, it would be bound for Germany, but 45 minutes outside the capital, the train came to a stop. It was a trap.
And some of them were brought to a refugee camp. The 3-year-old Syrian boy who drowned in a bid to get to Europe, his picture caught global attention, was buried today along with his brother and mother in Syria. The child's aunt sent the family money to pay smugglers.
They were going for a better life. It shouldn't happen to them.
New government rules are out now on cell phone surveillance. Let's go live to Washington and CBS's Barry Bagnano.
The Justice Department is requiring search warrants before phones can be tracked with a Stingray, a device that pretends to be a cell tower so numbers in an area can be swept up and examined. The policy, though, only applies to federal law enforcement agencies, not state and local police, as many privacy advocates want. Just last week, Baltimore public defenders announced they're reviewing nearly 2,000 cases following the revelation that police there hid the use of Stingrays from defendants and defense lawyers. Steve?
Well, the Pentagon has halted operations at four Defense Department labs that handle anthrax and other biotoxins, and a safety review has been ordered at nine labs. Live anthrax was accidentally shipped to dozens of labs from a Utah facility earlier this year. The Obama administration's moving to expand health insurance coverage for gender transition. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
Insurers would not be able to categorically deny health care coverage related to gender transition services, but they would not automatically have to provide surgery. The proposed rule applies to most doctors, as well as any health program that gets funding from the government, including hospitals that accept Medicare patients.
And currently, 10 states and Washington, D.C. require private insurers to cover transgender health care. Well, there was a big homecoming last night outside Sacramento. About 200 people on hand to welcome Airman Spencer Stone back to this country. He's one of the three Americans who subdued a gunman on a Paris-bound train in Europe. Stone, who underwent a medical review in Germany, will be checked out by doctors here at home now. The new Star Wars movie doesn't arrive in theaters for another 3 months, but the toys are already here. Reporter Dave Cohen stopped by a New Orleans toy store to see what the major films marketing departments come up with.
Why did hundreds of people line up around the building for Force Friday at this Toys R Us?
Well, it's a cultural phenomenon, is what it is. And it's fun to be a part of it.
Because it's Star Wars.
We're here for $30 pieces of plastic.
So what did these die-hard Star Wars fans come to buy?
Three of everything.
Three of everything.
That's the limit. Three of everything.
Three of everything.
Some admit it is a little crazy, but
there's a lot worse things we could be doing at midnight.
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying.
At Toys R Us, Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The Force Awakens is due for release just before Christmas. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, the 4th of September. The broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.